The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 10th, 1976, in Tehran, Iran.
But if you don't follow the instruction in Bhagavad Gita directly or indirectly, Krishna says, Sarvadharma Paritarjo, do not do that. And because you may not understand Krishna, but Krishna also says, Tadvithi Panipas, you do not go to a seer, then how will you understand Krishna? You do not understand directly or indirectly, then you are hopeless.
If you do not understand directly,
you should go to a person who understands Krishna. But if you don't do either of these things, then I will understand you.
But how to live in India,
there are
so many...
Don't talk of India, any place.
So how do we be sure that this person knows Krishna? How can we be sure that this person...
How can she be sure that the spiritual master is bona fide?
When you see that he does not speak anything except Krishna, let us talk for this. If you are an expert businessman in certain life, you have no other business than to talk of that life. Suppose if you have to purchase some gold, then you have to go to the gold market. We are dealing with gold. Why should you go to the rice market? That is an ignorance. If you want to know Krishna, then you have to know from the persons who are dealing with Krishna. That's all. They have no other business. How our Krishna consciousness movement means, we are dealing with Krishna, that's all. We are writing books, so many books for Krishna, we are preaching, we are going country to country, we simply deal with Krishna. That was the movement is known as Krishna consciousness. Somebody suggested me, why don't you write God consciousness? No, I say God consciousness, they bring so many gods. Very simple, if we take it seriously, then benefit is there. But if we hesitate, it will all misconduct. Manushanam sahasya sukaschit jadati siddhaya jadatavati jnanam kaschit vaitimantam. To understand Krishna is not but a joke. Manushanam sahasya, how the millions and millions of persons, kaschit jadati siddhaya, one may try for perfection of life. And jadatavati siddhyanam, and out of many such persons who have attained perfection, kaschit vaitimantam. Somebody may know. So to understand Krishna is not so easy job. But Krishna personally comes and teaches about himself. And still if you do not check, then you are misfortune. If you still interpret, misinterpret rather, then it is your misfortune. What can you do? Those who are Indian, Bharatvasi, they have got a particular duty. Bharat humite manusya janma hari raja. One who has taken birth as a human being in India, he should make his life perfect and distribute the knowledge. So you are outside India, make your life perfect and distribute this knowledge. This is the duty of the Indians. Why is outside India they should remain in darkness? Distribute the knowledge. But unless you make your life perfect, how you can distribute? Very easy, provided you want to do it.
Will it take long time to surrender to Krishna?
No long time, I say a moment. Krishna says, Sarvadharman Puritanjama, you know, you do it. You can do it in a moment, but he will not do it. That is it.
Yes, you
can do it immediately. But unfortunately, he will not do it. What can be done? It is a story, I may narrate it. One poor man was begging on the street and Lord Shiva and Parvati was passing as ordinary man. So Parvati requested Lord Shiva, this poor man is asking, is begging, so requested him, why don't you give me something? The Lord Shiva replied, even if I give, he will not be able to enjoy. He's so unfortunate. Oh, that is Lord Shiva, why don't you give? So Lord Shiva, in a watermelon, gave him, say, $1,000. Take this watermelon. So he thanked him, and after that, he thought, what I shall do with this watermelon? So another man said, sir, if you take this water below and give me one anna. So he gave one anna and he took it. Because he had no good fortune to take that money within the water. Our fortune is like that. Krishna is giving us the final benefit. But we are not taking care of. This is our response.
Is it knowledge that we don't have the knowledge or enlightenment that in that watermelon there is something which is worth? Or is it only that we don't want to do it? Or we don't want to take the trouble?
Well, that chance is there. You can take the watermelon and cut it. But before that way, you didn't give it to somebody else? That is your misfortune.
No, fortune is something which we say.
No, I am talking of misfortune.
Mm-hmm.
That the perfect knowledge is being distributed by Krishna. But we are so misfortunate, we do not take it. That is my point.
Krishna, but misfortune is, again, is not in the hands of you only.
No, misfortune is your creation. Fortune and man is the architect of your own fortune. So you can create your fortune and misfortune. That is the world going on. There are so many people that are watching. Somebody is creating fortune, somebody is creating misfortune. But anyway, when Krishna directly is giving you the knowledge, perfect knowledge, why don't you take it? Is it not misfortune?
Well, that probably is ignorance.
That is misfortune. Ignorance means misfortune. The unfortunate persons are those who are ignorant, uneducated. Therefore, you have to take education to become fortunate.
Yes.
that education is being imparted by Krishna, but we don't take that useful. If you take education from Krishna, you become fortunate. So why don't you take it? Krishna has said this very thing. Namara duskita nam mura prabhatante naradama. Maya apurita jnana asuri bhavama. These are the classes. One who does not take the advantage of Krishna's instruction, he is immediately grouped in these categories. Duskita nam mura naradama. Maya apurita jnana asuri bhavama. Krishna says, personally, one who does not take to the Krishna's instruction, Sarvadharman Pritvajamalam, how he is grouped, Namāna duṣkita nam mūḥā prapadyante narādhamā māyā pṛtabhyānā āsuri māyā. He is grouped. Duṣkita nam means, he has got intelligence, kriti. Kriti means one who has got intelligence, merit. But this merit is being utilized for sinful activity, duskriti. This merit is used for good work, that is called sukriti. And if the merit is used for manufacturing something harmful to the human society, then it is duskriti. Merit is there. A thief, duskal, cheater, he has got good merit, but he is using it for bad purpose. That is duskriti. Why he has become so? Mura. Because he does not know his interest. Ass. The example is ass, mura. The ass does not know his interest. He is loading tons of cloth for others' interest, for a morsel of grass. And the rascal does not know he can get grass anywhere where he is taking so much trouble. Then mura. Namāna duṣkita nam naradhama. I think this human life was meant for understanding this, not all. But he has missing the light, asset, naradhama, lowest of the mankind. How it happened? They are so educated. Maya apurita jnana. Their education is nowhere. Why? Asuri bhava. Don't care for Krishna. Don't care about God. We are everything. We are God. This is it. Maya apurita jnana. Asuri bhava. Is that discussion in the Bhagavad Gita? Sadat vidabhajan deva, sukriti navadhyaya, atra thati jnani vidyasi bharadam. Everything is explained there. If somebody comes to Krishna, even with material motive, atra thati, there are four classes somewhere, atra thati jnani vidyasi. So, jnani, for the sake of knowledge, tries to understand what is God, what is Krishna. Jigyasu, inquisitive, actually what is Krishna. And those who are less than them, when they become distressed, artha, or in need of money, they pray to Krishna. They still have gone to Krishna. Therefore they are called sukriti. And one who has not gone to Krishna, simply speculating, that is Krishna. Maya Abhita Jnana. These are three things are there.
The Maya is also very attached to everybody. It still can be jigyasu and jnani. Be in the Maya ke bandhan mein rehke bhi jigyasu aur jnani ho sakta hai?
No. Maya ka bandhan chut jayega jab Krishna ko surrender karega. Mamayu jab prapadante Maya me tang saranti. Your first business is to surrender. Then the Maya will not touch.
Krishna says that not even in
leaf
move
devotee's
desire. And this present life is
a past life. You have to take sansara. Because Krishna is the supreme controller. If you request repeatedly, Krishna, I want to steal some. So Krishna will say, no, don't do it. It is not good.
But
it is not bhakti, it is a common affair. If you want to do something like a thief steals very privately. Why? Because Krishna says, don't do it. But he does, he steals. So Krishna says always good thing, but we don't care for it.
But when, as said, no leaf moves without the intentions of Krishna.
Without hearing, the good advice of Krishna, he does it. That is this. That's all. He'll be arrested. He'll put into jail. That's all. He'll suffer. But Krishna keeps him good counsel. Don't do it. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam sarvasya chaham nirsannivishta. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam. He situated in your heart, but if you persist to do something, he says, all I do at your wish, what can I do? You suffer. That independence you have got. That like state. State does not advise anyone that you become a criminal. But when he becomes criminal, then he's put into jail. State says everyone, go to the university, be educated. But if you make your choice, go to the prison house, you can make your choice. Similarly, Krishna says everyone, manvana bhava manvakta madhyadi mahaktos. But if you make your choice, you go to hell, what can you do?
This means that we have the freedom.
Oh yes, we have got little freedom. Therefore Krishna says, mamekam saranam braja, you do it. He does not force. He can force it. He is all powerful, but he does not force. He gives you the chance, do it, you will be happy. If you don't do it, then your turn. Yate chasi tathāpi. End of this word. Yate chasi tathāpi. It's not gives for joy, the freedom. Now I have given you all instruction. Now make your choice. Yate chasi tathāpi. Whatever you like in me. What is living in? Could not find this before the birth, Sarvadharma and Paritya.
Iti
te jnanam.
Akhyatam tuya duya taram maya. Vimrish yaita asheshana yate chasi
tathakuri. I have given you knowledge, confidential, more confidential, most confidential. Now you consider, you deliberate upon this and do whatever you like. And what Arjuna replied, Nastumoham Sitiramja Tatpasade Rakhidram.
Nastumoham
Sitiramja Tatpasadan Maya Jutta Sitosmi Gata Sandeha Sitosmi Gata Sandeha Karise Vachanam. This is understood. Now my illusion is gone. Nastomo. Satillaga, I am my original consciousness. So, what do you do? Karise vachanam. You are asking me to fight, I shall do. Everything is explained. Krishna gives you freedom, yatechasi tathāpi. And one who understands Krishna, he says, karisse bachanam. That's it. Not by interpretation. I refuse by interpretation. There is not, Krishna is. Karisse bachanam. This is understood. Other is simply waste of time. Samaya vahi kevalam. Would you like to waste your time? Find out this verse. Natatasmat manusheshu kaschit me priyatitama jayvam paramam guhyam mat bhakti jo vidar.
Sarva guhyatamam bhuya shuru me paramam vachaha vishtosi me dhidam iti tato vakshyam ite idam. Because you are my very dear friend, I am speaking to you the most confidential part of knowledge. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit. Manmana Bhagavad Bhakto Madhyajima Namaskuru Mame Vaishyasi Satyamute Patijane Priyosime. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Sarvadharman Parityajamame Kam Sharanam Vraja Ahang Vang Sarvapati Bhyo Moksha Yashyami Mashuchara. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. Idam te na tapaskaya na vittai kadachana na cha shushu shave vachyam na cha mangyo yasu yati. The confidential knowledge may not be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service, nor to one who is envious of me. Ya idam paramam guhyam madbhakte shobhitasyati bhaktim mayi param kartva mam evaishyatya sanshayaha. For one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. Na cha tasman manushyesu kaschin me priyakrittamaha mavita na jame tasmat anya priyataro bhvi. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. Adyeshyate
that if we present this Bhagavad Gita as it is, jayavang param, what is that? So he becomes immediately recognized by Krishna. If you preach Bhagavad Gita as it is, immediately becomes recognized. Natatasmat manusheshu kaschit me priyatitama. So one has to understand it perfectly, well, and then preach, then his life is perfect. And what Sanjaya says, yatra Yogeshwara.
Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Pato Tanur Dayaha Tatra Shir Vijayo Bhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and morality.
Yes.
That is my opinion.
To understand Krishna like Arjuna, when Krishna is there, Arjuna is there, and all victory.
Krishna is Krishna. Anyone who surrenders to Krishna can become a
Krishna.
Krishna is Krishna.
Yeah.
Anyone who surrenders to Krishna.
He is like Arjuna. What is Arjuna's qualification? He is surrendered. And he says, Kali Seva Bachanantava. You become also Arjuna, right?
And then victory is there.
Yeah, then victory is there. But if one can avoid Krishna or kill Krishna, then where is victory?
Here, victory means.
Huh? Victory, any line you can say victory. Where there is Krishna, there is victory.
But we don't want to go and fight like Arjuna, but go
out
and kill people.
Why? If Krishna orders, he must.
Fighting
with why don't you like? Hey, that is your misfortune. What Krishna is, Kari Seva Bachanantava. That is what. You like or may not like. Arjuna did not like to fight. That's a fact. Therefore, all Bhagavad Gita has spoken to him. Arjuna did not like that. But when he understood, Bhagavad Gita is a yes, Kari Seva Bachanantava. You cannot give your word. What Krishna says, you have to do. That is Krishna consciousness. You like or don't like, that doesn't matter. Just like a child. He likes or not likes, but what the parent says, he has to do. That is his success. The child says, Father, I don't like to go to school. Will the father agree? No, he must go to school. And if he agrees, that is his duty. Our liking, not liking, has no value. What Krishna likes, you have to do. Anukulle na Krishna anusilanam. That is bhakti. Bhakti means anukulle na Krishna anusilanam. You have to act which is favorable to Krishna. That is bhakti. You cannot make your choice. What Krishna says, you do it, let me. What is that evil?
Well, they were not Krishna conscious people.
Who?
Kauravas.
They were evil.
Yes. No,
because they were
not that they are not Krishna conscious, they may be, that's all that. My business is to execute what Krishna says, that's all. That is what it is. Sarvapadi binimuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevalam Bhaktirichat Kandabilasita Sunnam Jnanakata. Anabhritam Anukullena Krishna. We have to act to satisfy Krishna. That is bhakti. We cannot make our choice. But this is good, this is bad. Whatever Krishna says is all right. Then it is good. observe, propose that Krishna, why shall I fight with my brothers? And after all, they are my brothers, they are enjoying the kingdom. Let them enjoy. I said, let them better leave by begging. Why shall I fight with them? It's a very good proposal. Very gentle, very nice. But Krishna said, no, you must fight. Kutaste kasola midam, visavaya sankho. Anarthi dushta, talking like anarthi. Fight. This is no instruction of Lord Bodhi. And when he understood that Krishna wants it, he said, yes, Kari Seva. So we cannot discriminate what is good and bad. We have to act according to the order of Krishna. That is all. But you cannot do independently also. When Krishna orders, you do it. When Krishna will order, when you are faithful servant, buddhi-yoga-gadhamitam, isham-sadhati-yuktanam, bhajatam, pijri-purvakam, buddhi-yoga-gadhamitam, jino-vāmi-vijāna. Isham-evānu-kampātham, aham-abhyāna-jama-tama, nāśyāna-ātma. This is the process. If we manufacture our own ways, that is nonsense. That will not help us.
When one person surrenders to God, surrenders to Lord Krishna, so this Maya automatically vanishes.
Yes.
Oh.
Krishna says,
I pray to God, oh Lord Krishna, I surrender myself to you. So is Maya, when I go outside, his Maya will not touch me. I would not be affected by his material infection.
Yes.
I would be affected.
Yes. If you fully surrender, Maya will not touch you.
How one should surrender? Yes. What is the meaning of surrender?
Surrender, as he says, Sarvadharma, you have nothing to do. You have simply to do what Krishna says. That is surrender. You cannot reserve anything. That I do it something for me and something for Krishna. That is not surrender. You have nothing to do except what Krishna says. That is surrender.
That is surrender.
Otherwise it is not surrender.
So only saying is not surrender. Only saying is not surrender.
You have to act. How can you act?
So, Mahaprabhu has
standard.
What is his thinking, his acting, how he lives in the world?
He is acting only on Krishna's business, that's all. He has no other business.
So, he
doesn't
know
the world.
He does only what Krishna has, sir.
Yes.
Preaching and disembodied.
Yes, that's right. We are doing.
So, it means we people
like Krishna said that surrender unto me and what we are preaching. We are preaching, sir, you surrender to Krishna. So what is the dividend? Is there any dividend? Krishna says, surrender unto me. And if I go to you, Mr. Sharma, you surrender to Krishna. So what is my dividend?
Suppose I want to surrender to Krishna.
No, first of all, my position. Because I am working on behalf of Krishna. So Krishna says, you surrender unto me. So if I say that, sir, you surrender to Krishna, so what is my dividend?
Yes, I surrender to Krishna.
You surrender, not surrender, that is your business. But my business is that I am requesting you that you surrender to Krishna. So what is my dividend? You surrender, not surrender, that is your business. But my business to canvas, sir, you surrender to Krishna. So I am not guilty. And Krishna says, Natadasma-atmanusheshu-kaschir-nepiyatim. I have to be recognized by Krishna. That is my business. See, if I do, then I become Krishna, recognized by Krishna. You do or not do, that is your business. My only business is to request.
That I should
surrender. Yes. But if you accept it is good for you. You don't accept it, that is your misfortune. But my business is finished.
So fortune comes very much in
the business.
Fortune.
Fortune is clear. Man is the architect of his own fortune. If you don't accept Krishna's advice, then unfortunate. But my business is not difficult. We are simply going door to door and asking, Jaya, you become a devotee of Krishna. If he is in prison, how can I become? He chants Hare Krishna. That is my difficulty. I am not to pay you something. I simply carry the message of Krishna. And Krishna said, Natadasma Panishesu, question me. He is my most beloved person who does this. So I said, I give up this simple job and become recognized by Krishna. It is a very simple thing. That is the advice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar Ajnaya Guru Heya Taro Heya. All of you become Guru and deliver this person where you live. How can I become Guru? I have no education, I have no knowledge. No. You haven't got to. Jare Dakho Tare Kaha Krishna Bode. You go and simply instruct him what Krishna has said. You become Guru. So Krishna says, surrender unto me, I say, I surrender to Krishna, I become Guru. Even though I am a fool number one, I become Guru. Because I am repeating what Krishna has said, that's all. I don't require any education. Very simple thing. Everyone can become Guru. If you simply repeat what Krishna has said, that's all.
So this means that to surrender to Krishna, the first thing...
Unless he has surrendered, how he can say others to surrender? Unless one has fully surrendered, if he says to others, you surrender, that has meant no meaning. He must have surrendered. Then he can say to others, you sir. Unless he has surrendered, how he can take up this business? Go door to door and say, you surrender to me. You surrender. That means he has surrendered. He has no other business. But what I am doing? I am doing the same thing. I am not giving any bribe to these Europeans, Americans, Saudi, anyone. No bribe, no gold manufacturer. So I simply say this. This becomes the body of the fact.
Chanting
Krishna's name
is very essential.
Huh?
Chanting Krishna's name.
Huh?
Very essential.
Yes, that is the easiest way. By chanting Krishna, you are associating with Krishna. Because Krishna is absolute. So Krishna and Krishna's name, no difference. Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, everything is absolute. So, chanting of Krishna's name means you are associating with Krishna. So if you are associating with Krishna, then gradually you become Krishnite.
Create the desire to get knowledge.
Yes. Chaita Dharpana Mahajanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended, Parang Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, Chaita Dharpana Mahajanam. It's like if you remain in touch with the fire, you certainly become warm. So if you remain always in touch with Krishna, then you become Krishna. Very easy. If you haven't got to the forest or Himalaya or meditate, simply chant Hare Krishna. That is recommended in the Shastra. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. Kalau Nasi, Iva Nasi, Nasi. You cannot perform any severe austerities, penance. Wherever you live, chant Hare Krishna. And you become perfect. If not in one day, but you will become. If you continue, chant. And where is the difficulty? Where is the loss? And if there is some gain, why don't you try it? That is intelligence. I am not losing anything by chanting Hare Krishna. If there is any gain, why not chant? Huh? What is the argument not to chant? There is no loss, but if there is any profit, why don't you try to take it? Shastra recommend. Krishna recommend. Satatam kirtantaramam, jatantastadirabhita. Find out this verse. Satatam kirtantaramam.
Satatam kirtayanto mam, yatantascha, jatavvataha, namantas, namasyantascha, mam
bhaktya,
nityayanta,
upasa. This is good. So everything is there. If you don't misinterpret and take as it is, then you have anything. That is what. If somebody has 1 lakh of rupees, and if he does not utilize it, then he is unfortunate. And if he is fortunate, he can utilize it, he can make it millions of dollars. So, the knowledge is already there. You have not to manufacture the speculum. You take it, you become fortunate. We are preaching this Krishna consciousness, we don't manufacture it. Here is the knowledge. Bhagavad Gita, that's why you are referring to Bhagavad Gita. Already is there, everything. We haven't got to manufacture something, concoct something. Everything is there. You refer, you get knowledge. And be fortunate.
Next is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 11th, 1976, in Tehran, Iran.
One has to pass examination. Severe test of examination. All the big, big devotees, we see, Narada Muni, before becoming Narada Muni, he had to pass through severe examination test. That chance is there is the human form of man to pass the test. But they are passing this human life, the ordinary animal propensity. They are not trained up. Pass the examination
and be recognized by God. That civilization is lost, Vedic civilization. To prepare the human being for passing the test, examination, or being recognized by God. Tapasa brahmacharyena samena dameena va tyagena satta saucabhyam jameena niyame va. Where he is not.
It's at the temple.
These things are required. Tapasa brahmacharyena.
To pass the examination, one must follow a strict, austere life.
Tapasya brahmacharya, beginning. Tapasya, austere. Brahmacharya, celibacy. Tapasya brahmacharya, samena, tamena. Controlling the senses, controlling the mind. Tyagena. By renouncing satta saucabhyam, by following truthfulness and cleanliness, jamena niyamena, by practicing yoga, yam niyam, these are the different items of being qualified. But all these things can be done by one stroke. Kevalaya bhaktya, by engaging oneself into Vasudeva Parayana. Kichit kevalaya bhaktya Vasudeva Parayana. Agam dhunvanti pasnena vihara mula bhasna. One becomes qualified by one stroke of bhakti to Vasudeva. Just like the sunrise immediately dissipates the fog. Agangrinnati kāsmi niharam yo bhāsmi. The Kali Yuga, this one item of bhakti can make one perfectly fit candidate to pass the examination. Agangrinnati kāsmi niharam yo bhāsmi. Nonsense, like there is no tapasya, no spiritual culture, simply like that somehow. Last night I was reading Bhavan Dev created a planet Sutal, in which Vishwakarma was ordered to construct big big houses, palaces, better than in the heavenly plan. And these rascals are going to think simply rocks and sand. And what about these palaces and
in Quran
that there is a very dangerous bridge that one has to pass.
Which is describing Vedas Vaitaran cross from material to the spiritual world.
Yes, and it is fire on both sides. And it is like the razor edge. It could be very thin. And the saintly persons close their eyes and pass it. Krishna makes the pass.
Similar description is here. Pavam buddhi vatsa padanga paranga padanga. Padanga padanga yadu vipadanga nati yusam. Pavam buddhi, the great ocean of material deep science. It becomes vatsa padanga. It's like the water containing in the hoop impression of the cup. Avam buddhi vatsa padanga paranga. Exactly animal simile. The animal does not know what is future, what is past, what is going to happen, nothing. The human civilization has become like that. Professor Potarsky said, somebody after finishing this world, everything is finished. He is a big professor in Moscow. This is the civilization. What did they explain about the lower animals? Where from they come? The large beast, trees, insects.
Where? In Quran?
No, I mean to the modern scientists.
Modern scientists. One theory is the evolutionary process.
So where from evolution begins?
They don't know. Some say it came from water, just how does life begin? Nobody really knows.
They say there has to be a certain combination of gases. Ammonia and there has to be water and some hydrogen.
And they cannot make this gas and come back.
Well, this is the way that they're testing for life on Mars. This is one of the tests.
Right. Why Mars? In the laboratory they can make gas and...
Well, they say that they've made amino acids.
Huh?
Amino acids.
That they cannot make?
They've made that, they say.
But they cannot produce life.
But they haven't succeeded in having it develop any further than that.
They have not succeeded in a thing which they proposed as the origin of life.
I remember they showed that experiment on TV. On a science program, and they said, now we've discovered how to make life. And they showed this chamber, and they put these gases in, and an electrical spark.
And there was life? No.
And they made these amino acids. So they said, we've created life. Now it won't be long before we can develop, make develop life.
1 billion years. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Prabhupada that Krishna is testing us every day. We having tests, opportunities.
It's like if you want responsible post, then there is question of test. If you want to become a Bhagavan, even Bhagavan, where is the question of test?
No, for devotees.
Devotees, there is test. We see from the devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, how much severe test he had to pass through. Bali Maharaj, Narada Muni.
And the more advanced devotee is, the more severe the test is, the more chance.
No, after you pass the examination, there is no more test. But before coming to the post of recognized devotee, Krishna tests very severe. That one has to pass.
I read once in the Bhagavatam in one of your purports, you said that Maya is there to test the sincerity of the candidate.
Yeah. And still he remains in his determination that is far. That is very natural. There is one acid test.
Yes. Yeah.
For ascertaining real gold, the acid test for a path to become real gold. Generally, just like we are meant for preaching Krishna consciousness, so there may be severe test, but still we shall remain determined. That is one. There may be so many impediments, punishments, still we should do that. But that is one. That is test. Not that as soon as there is some difficulty, I give it up. There may be severe test, but still we shall not give it up. We must go. That is determined.
Passing the test means executing the order of the spiritual master.
Yes. There is spiritual life. One has to take order from the spiritual master and execute it, despite all impediments. That is determined.